Fuck from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. This article is about the word fuck. For other uses, see fuck disambiguation. Fuck is an English word, which when used literally refers to having sexual intercourse and is generally considered extremely vulgar. It is more commonly considered to be one of the most impolite and flexible curse words in English language. It can be used as a verb, noun, adjective, fucking, adverb, fucking or fuckingly, the former of which is more popular, or interjection. It is unclear whether the word has always been considered to be impolite, and if not, when it was initially considered to be a profane. Some evidence indicates that in some English-speaking locals, it was considered acceptable as late as the 17th century, meaning to strike or to penetrate. Other evidence indicates that it may have become vulgar as early as the 16th century in England. Other reputable sources, such as the Oxford English Dictionary, contend the true etymology, but are still uncertain. They appear, it points, to Anglo-Saxon origin, later in that time, to British colonies and worldwide. 1. Etymology. The etymology of fuck has given rise to a great deal of speculation and should be regarded sceptically. The etymology within the authoritative English Oxford Dictionary is only moderately successful in tracing the origin and development of the word, which is more reflective of more general frustration experienced by scholars in their attempts to uncover the word's origin and subsequent linguistic evolution. In the quotation below, the dictionary's usual abbreviations are spelled out for clarity. Early modern English, fuck, F-U-C-K, comma, fuck, F-U-K, comma, answering to a Middle English type, fucken, weak, verb, not found. Ulterior etymology unknown. Synonymous German ficken cannot be shown to be related. The first occurrence, in code because of its unacceptability, is in a poem composed in a mixture of Latin and English sometime before 1500. The poem, which satirises the Carmelite friars of Cambridge, England, takes its title Flen Flies from the first words of its opening line. Flen Fries and Friars, that is, fleas, flies and friars. The line that contains fuck reads, Non suit in coele, quia gxddbov, xxkxzt, pf, ifmuc. The Latin words, non sunt in coele, quia, mean they, the friars, are not in heaven because. The code word, gxddbov, XXXKXZTPJIFMUC is easily broken by simply substituting the preceding letter in the alphabet, keeping in mind differences in the alphabet and spelling then and now. I was then used for both I and J, V was used for both U and V, and two Vs were used for W. This yields for Yikant, a fake Latin form, Yivis of Heli. The whole thus reads in translation, they are not in heaven because they fuck the wives of Eli, a town near Cambridge. This is available with minor adjustments to translation at the American Heritage Dictionary, 4th edition. Other possible connections are to Latin futere, hence the French futre, the Catalan fortre, and the Italian foetor, and the Romanian fut, the vulgar Penicillian Spanish folla and yoda, and the Portuguese foda. However, there is considerable doubt and no clear lineage for these derivations. These roots, even if cognate, are not the original Indo-European word for to fuck. The root is most likely H3YEBH dash. H3 is the H3 larinal, which is the attested in Sanskrit, Yabhati, and the Slavic languages Russian Yibat, Polish Zhibak, Serbian, Hiapati, amongst others, compare greep, ophio, verb, and greep, yepios, noun, reference a Greek belief that the west wind caused pregnancy. However, Wayland Jung, who agrees that these words are related, argues that they derive from the Indo-European. B, or Bahug, believed to be the root of to be, to grow, and to build. And that's a reference from Jung, 1964. Spanish fuller has a different root. According to Spanish etymologists, the Spanish verb folar, attested in the 19th century, derives from fuel, bellows, from the Latin fol, masculine, Indo-European behel. Accent verb folar, attested in the 15th century, derives from the Latin folicare, ultimately from folum and folis too. A possible etymology is suggested by the fact that the common Germanic fuch, by application of Grimm's law, would have its most likely Indo-European ancestor, which appears in Latin and Greek words meaning fight and fist. In early Common Germanic, the word was used at first as a slang or euphemistic replacement for an older word, intercourse, and then became the usual word for intercourse. Then, fuck has cognates in other Germanic languages, such as Middle Dust, focken, to thrust, copulate, or breed. Dialectical Norwegian, fucker, to copulate, and dialectical Swanish, focker, to strike, copulate, and fock, penis. A very similar set of Latin words have not yet been released to these, for hearth or fire, focus, forum, with a short O, fiery, facilis, Latin and Italian for hearty and hearthing. Focia, focaia, and fire, foca are the Italian words for bonfire, focare. But these words came from the New Latin centuries after Middle Dutch. There is perhaps even a Celtic derivation, fiutier, being related to batier, to strike, to copulate, which may be related to Irish bot and Manx boat, penis. The argument is that batier and fatier, like the Irish and Manx words, come from the Celtic bactier, to pierce, from the root buc, a point. Or perhaps the Latin fiutier came from the root fiut, common Indo-European bu, which means be, become, and originally referred to procreation. False etymologies. There are several urban legend fake etymologies, postulating an acronymic origin for the word, one legend that holds that the word fuck came from Irish law. If people committing adultery were found under carnal knowledge, they would be penalised, with fuck written on their stocks above them to denote the crime. Alternative explanations for fuck as an acronym for adultery pin has been it as fornication under cardinal or carnal knowledge, or fornication under consent of the king. Another story was that it was written as a logbook fuck when people in the military or navy had homosexual intercourse and were being punished. Unlawful carnal knowledge, forced unlawful carnal knowledge, for carnal knowledge, for using carnal knowledge, felonious use of carnal knowledge, full unlawful carnal knowledge, and forced unlawful carnal knowledge, a label supposedly applied to the crime of rape. In some reports, there are tombstones around English cemeteries that have the word fuck engraved in them in uppercase letters. These refer to people who were put to death for crimes against the state and church. In another story, a sign reading fornication under consent of the king was supposedly placed on signs above houses in medieval Britain during times of population control and was given special permission to knights, droit de seigneur, by their king when a knight wanted to have sex with a woman. None of these acronyms were ever heard before the 1960s, according to the authoritative lexicographical work, the F word, and also backronyms. In any event, the word fuck has been in use for too long for some of these supposed origins to be possible. It should also be noted that acronyms themselves were rare prior to the 20th century. Other urban legends suggest that Friends University in Wichita, Kansas, official name is Friends University of Central Kansas. It is just Friends University, or FU. See also Snoop's Urban Legend archive entry and About.com's Urban Legend and Folklore article. Uses history. Main article, History of the Word Fuck. Early usage. It is first known through a verb meaning to have meant sexual intercourse, as in fen flies, see above, sometime before 1500. William Dunbar's 1503 poem, Brash of Wowing, encues the lines, Yit be his furious, he wold half fuck it, yik break my heart, my bony art. Sometime before 1600, before the time acquired its current meaning, wind fucker was an acceptable name for the bird now known as the kestrel. While Shakespeare never used the term explicitly, he hinted at it in several common scenes in several plays. The Merry Wives of Windsor contains vocative case, z vocative case. In Henry V, pistol threatens to firk a shoulder, a euphemism for fuck. In the small villages of almost all English-speaking countries, this word was widely used with its current primary meaning. Example, fuck, fuck off, fucking, etc. Rise of modern usage. Fuck did not appear in any widely consulted dictionary of the English language from 1795 to 1965. Its first appearance in the Oxford English Dictionary, along with the word cunt, was in 1972. In 1928, D.H. Lawrence's novel Lady Chatterley's Lover gained notoriety because of its frequent use of the words fuck, fucked, and fucking. The liberal usage of the word and other vulgarisms by certain artists, such as James Joyce, Henry Miller, and Lely Bruce, has led to the banning of their works and criminal charges of obesity. After Normal Mailer's publishers convinced him to bolderise fuck as fug in his work The Naked and the Dead, Tallulah Bankhead supposedly greeted him with the quip, "So you're the young man who can't spell fuck." In fact, according to Melia, the quip was devised by Bankhead's PR man. He and Bankhead never met until 1966 and did not discuss the word then. The rock group The Fugs named themselves after the Melia euphemism. The first short story to include fuck in its title was probably Kurt Vonnegut's The Big Space Fuck, originally published in 1972. Exhibiting Vonnegut's characteristic blend of pessimism and humour, this story tells of a populated and overpopulated Earth. On midnight, the 4th of July, 1999, the United States fires the author Arthur C. Clarke, a missile whose warhead contains 800 pounds of freeze-dried semen aimed at the Andromeda Galaxy. The story, which contains many allusions to earlier Vonnegut works and the character names in the crotosynclastic infundibula, was written as a personal favour to Arlen Ellison. First published in Ellison's anthology, again, Dangerous Visions, it was reprinted in Palm Sunday. George Carlin once commented that the word fuck also should be considered more appropriate because of its implications of love and even reproduction than violence in many movies. He humorously suggested replacing the word kill with the word fuck in his comedy routine, such as a movie in a western. Okay, Sheriff, we're going to fuck you now, but we're going to fuck you slow. Or perhaps at a baseball game. Fuck the ump, fuck the ump, fuck the ump. One of its earliest Hollywood films to use the word fuck was 20th Century MASH, during a football game on segment, directed by Robert Altman and released in 1970. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Charles Ruckert offered the epithet at one of the earliest instances of its use on television during an episode of Saturday Night Live in 1980. The Sopranos holds the dubious title of being the first television show to win the Best Drama Emmy Award in which characters repeatedly say fuck and many variations of the word as well. The show is not on network or television, it is on HBO. A few films today, such as Totally Fucked Up and So Fucking What, also known as SWB, have used their word in the titles. It's used in politics. Fucky is not widely used in politics, and because of this, any use by notable politicians tends to provoke controversy. Some events of this nature include: during 1971, a debate in the House of Commons, Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau mouthed the words fuck off under his breath, perhaps silently, at Conservative MP John Lugdgen, while John Lugdgen made some comments about unemployment. When questioned by a television reporter about it afterwards, Mr. Trudeau used fuddle duddle to refer what he had mouthed, introducing that term into the Canadian lexicon as a euphemism for fuck. He did not deny his use of the word, however. In March 2002, President of the United States George W. Bush was referred to the US focus on Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein. Fuck Saddam, we're taking him out, at a Senate Republican policy lunch on Capitol Hill. In late 2003, presidential Senator John Kerry used the words fuck in an interview with Rolling Stone, referring to his vote in favour of the resolution authorising President George W. Bush to use military force in Iraq. Senator Kerry stated, "I voted what I thought was best for the country. Did I expect Howard Dean to go off to the left and say, I'm against everything? Sure. But did I expect George Bush to fuck it up as badly as he did? I don't think anyone did." In June 2004, US Vice President Dick Cheney told Senator Patra Leahy to either fuck off or go fuck yourself during an exchange on the floor of the Senate. In February 2006, New South Wales Premier Maurice Lemmer, whilst awaiting the start of a COAG media conference in Canberra, was chatting to Victorian Premier Steve Brax. Not realised cameras were operating as he was recorded, he said, "Today, this fuckwit who's the new CEO of Cross City Tunnel has been saying, what controversy? There is no controversy." The exchange referred to the newly appointed CEO of a recently opened toll road with Sydney. In April 2005, the then Taoiseach of Ireland, John Bruton, responded to a question about the then ongoing Northern Ireland peace process during an interview with Cork's 96FM radio, with the answer, "I'm sick of answering questions about the fucking peace process." Freedom of expression. In 1971, the US Supreme Court decided that the mere public display of the word fuck is protected under the 1st and 14th Amendments and cannot be made a criminal offence. In 1968, Paul Robert Cohen had been convicted of disturbing the peace for wearing a jacket with fuck the draft on it, in reference to the conscription of the Vietnam War. The conviction was upheld by the Court of Appeals and overturned by the Supreme Court. Cohen versus Commodore, California, 403 U.S. 15, brackets 1971. Pornographer Larry Flint, representing himself before the U.S. Supreme Court in 1983 in a libel case, shouted, "Fuck this court," during proceedings and called justices nothing but eight assholes and a token cunt. Chief Justice Warren E. Burger had him arrested for contempt of court, but the charge was later dismissed. Popular usage. In the United States, the Federal Communications Commission fined stations for the broadcast of indecent language. But in 1903, the agency's Enforcement Bureau ruled that the airing of the statement, "This is really, really fucking brilliant," by U2 member Bono after receiving a Golden Globe Award, was neither obscene nor indecent. A US broadcast indecency regulation only extends to depictions or descriptions of sexual or excretory functions. Bono's use of the word as a mere intensifier was not covered. In early 2004, the full commission reversed the Bureau ruling in an order that stated, "The F-word is one of the most vulgar, graphic and explicit descriptions of sexual activity in the English language." A fine, however, has yet to result. Notwithstanding widespread usage and linguistic analysis to the contrary, the reversal was premised on the conclusion that the word fuck has always referred to sexual activity, a claim that the FCC neither explained nor supported with evidence. Even on cable television, which is not regulated by the FCC, few channels will broadcast the word fuck because of fear of backlash from advertisers. In some television science fiction shows, altered versions of the word have been created to allow characters to express themselves without getting into trouble with censors. For example, in Farscape, the word is frel, and in Battlestar Galactica, the word is frack, while Red Dwarf uses smeg in a similar context. In German, although the word to fuck literally translates as fichen, and the explanation of fuck translates as scheiße, literally shit, or mist, literally crap, the exclamation fuck itself has been known to have been borrowed into the German language as a swear word and is in semi-frequent use. The same is true for the Dutch language, where the direct translation of to fuck would be neuken. It is in both languages, however, considered less offensive as the same word in English. Somewhat similarly, the adjective fucker is a slang term currently used in Quebec French, to describe something that is broken or off-kilter, or also someone who does not have his complete mind. It is not considered particularly offensive. Fuck you is a very strong and profane phrase in the English language. It is an insult for someone to say to someone else. Fuck you is an expression used to show discontent with the other party. Fuck you, or fuck off, can also mean go away. The word fuck is becoming increasingly popular in music as late. Many people attribute this to bands such as Green Day, quite openly using a lot of profanity in their music while touring. Rap musicians MWA also created a song, Fuck the Police, which was very controversial at times. In Australia, it was played on census on repeat for an entire day on the Triple Day network in response to owners ABC wanting the station to take the song off its playlist. The word fuck was used in the title of Greg Arick's film Totally Fucked Up. The prequel of The Doom Generation was the film So Fucking What, aka SWF, amongst others. Common alternatives. In conversation or writing, reference to or use of the word fuck may be replaced by a large letter of alternatives, including F-word or F-word, and freaking, fricking, friggin', or effing. International homophony. In French, the word for seal, the animal, is fauk. Its pronunciation in French resembles the word of fuck in English. In France French, fuck sounds like the British pronunciation of fuck, while in Quebec French, fuck sounds like the North American pronunciation due to aerial influences. In the movie Le Bourget Bagnol, the abbreviation of the French word for university is fac, faculté, which is mistaken for fuck by one of the British characters. In Hebrew, the word to bang or to knock is lidfuk. These words are now almost interchangeable, in much the same way the Hebrew yud can be used as any part of speech. The references are Hargrave, Andrea Millwood 2000, Delete Explosives, publisher London Advertising Standards Authority, BBC, BS Commission, Independent Telephone Commission. Jesse Schaudlauer, The F Word, 1999. International Book Number 03757063 48. Presents hundreds of fuck and fucking related words. Michael Swain, Practical English Use, Oxford University Press, 1995. International Book Number 019431197X. Philip J. Cunningham, Yakane Yol, The Real Japanese You Were Never Taught in School, Plume, 1995, International Book Number 045227-5067. Waylon Young, Eros Denied, Sex in Western Society, Grove Press, Zebra Books, New York, 1964. There are a number of other references available on Wikipedia that you can also see, including censorship, euphemism, FAQ, FEC, FUBAR, four-letter word, FC UK, Fucking Austria, list of allusions to the word fuck, list of films ordered by uses of the word fuck, Madonna on Letterman, Motherfucker, Profanity, Rat Fucking, Seven Dirty Words, Sexual Slang, Snapfu, BFG, FC, AFSCK, RTFM, STFU, WTF. There are also a number of external links. This sound file and all the text in this article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.